Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
ready. It's that all-time creative mind, T-Hi, a.k.a. Mr. Switzerland Esquire, your favorite urban filmmaker, music producer from the South. And you're listening to the hottest blog talk radio show on planet Earth. What is it?
That's What's Up.
With that girl, Big Mouth, and that boy, J2, you now rocking with the best. Let's go.
Let's go. What's up, y'all? I think I kind of slipped a little bit, but here we go.
The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. The views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Block Talk Radio or any other entity. And that's what's up.
That's what's up. Welcome, y'all. J2, you there?
Yes,
okay,
I'm here.
I think the ghost of Blog Talk is upon us.
It's back.
Today, yeah. I really do. So, welcome. Hey, J2, what's going on?
What's up? Look, the Texas weather is really crazy. It's bipolar.
Why?
So one day we got ice, and then the next day it's 60 degrees and sunny.
That's Texas weather, though.
That's bipolar.
That's what they do. Right, right.
No,
right.
That's what it do. How
yeah.
you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Trying to maneuver through some things over here, but I'm doing all right. Well, you know, usually at this point, we, you know, give our shout-outs to all those wonderful people who listen to our craziness.
Yes.
So we've got another new country.
We got a new country?
To add to our countdown. Yes, yes. First of all, let me give a shout-out to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you all
very much.
Without
them, I appreciate this platform. You do too, right, J2?
I definitely agree.
Okay.
I concur.
So, in the meantime, you know what time it is.
It's time for the country club. Yeah, time for the country club.
Hey! Let's go.
Let's go. It's time for the country count. It's time for the country count.
It's time for the country count.
It's time for the country count. It's time for the country count. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. Big up to all those wonderful countries that listen to us.
We got so many countries, we can't say them all at this point in time.
It's getting to that point. It is getting to that point. But today, I want to give our shout out like we normally do. So let's welcome all our listeners in Switzerland and Portugal was last week, right? So welcome to the people from Portugal.
Portugal.
And Switzerland. And that's what's up.
Switzerland.
I know. All right. So Australia.
New Zealand.
Brazil. Peru. China. Canada. South Africa. Germany.
Zimbabwe.
Tanzania. Uganda,
Wakanda forever.
Okay, Kenya. Argentina.
Argentinas.
India. Romania. UK
all day.
The Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Finland. Croatia. And last but not least, the United States of America. ups to all those that listen to
man,
us.
Man, big ups, man. We love y'all,
is.
Man. We love y'all.
Okay. Oh, and you know who I didn't mention, and I'm sorry, my folks out in Japan. I'm sorry, Japan, I didn't mention you. I know, and if I could speak Japanese, I would. So something in Japanese, I'm sorry. How about that?
Well, you know what? We're gonna look it up. We're gonna say learn how to say hello in Japanese.
Is that konnichiwa?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa,
bitch. No, is that what that? No.
No, konnichiwa is Japanese, isn't it?
That does that mean hello? We got to look it up.
I think it does. I may have pulled another one out of my hat, but I do think it does mean what's up, how you doing? Hey,
okay.
How you doing?
Konnichiwa, motherfucker. No.
Oh, no. No swearing with the Chinese, with the Japanese. That's,
yeah.
No.
We
got to
be cautious.
No. Oh, so what's up, day two? I'm excited. Love is in the air.
Oh, man, I'm excited about this show this week. I think I'm excited about this show this week, too. We excited about
love
every show.
Love is in the air. Are you doing anything special
okay,
for Valentine's
Day? It is the love month, right?
Valentine's Day. It's next week.
Right.
Yeah. So what you doing
with
Valentine's Day?
Okay, we got to give big ups to the dolls that are in love or trying to have a good Valentine. What you going to do for your Valentine?
Who?
What you going to do? Don't be talking about in general, people in general.
No. Don't try to push that off over here because I asked you first.
Look, I did my Valentine already. I did my Valentine.
You did your Valentine already. What you do?
Yes. I'm growing tulips, and hopefully they'll sprout by Valentine.
I've
been planting it. I made a plant. And I've been growing the plant, and it's been
growing
great. Yeah,
well,
tulip.
Okay.
I call them tulips. Because you know what, it got two limbs.
Oh, my God. So, Valentine's Day. First of all, shout out to 2Gs. What's up, 2Gs?
2Gs.
Right? Yeah, so Valentine's Day really isn't a big thing to me. Because I've been fortunate enough to have dated and date individuals who make every day special or
right.
The time that we spend together special. Like, I don't get gifts just on Valentine's Day. I get gifts all the time.
You get gifts all through the year.
So if I don't get it on Valentine's Day, does that necessarily mean that I'm the chick on the side? Well, no. But, you know, so I don't really mind not getting gifts. I don't mind not going out on Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Because it's done all the time.
Right.
So one day just doesn't make me feel that the relationship is blessed. You know how some women be like, they ready to get rid of a person.
Make me feel special every 365.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
So,
Not just on one day.
So you've not been up to anything, J2?
Nothing else, but just trying to do what we're trying to do. Making sure that everything is going, because you know what I've been dealing with. But other than that, man, just trying to live life, be happy, you know. And you know that's what it do, Big Mouth. Try to keep it on the up and up.
Is that what it do?
What's up with you and two G's?
Just two J's is two G's. You feel me?
Oh, okay. We're just going to leave it like that. That's two G's.
Yeah. That's what we're going to leave it like.
Okay.
So anyway.
Oh, God. We're going to leave it like that. All
right. Oh, shout out to Ms. Cappuccino. All right. Cappuccino just joined our team, y'all. She's one of our executive
writers.
Okay,
give her some claps.
That's what's up. .com, Instagram, 2023, and Facebook. So I'm excited about this whole new, this change and all that stuff.
Can I say something? Let me say something. You guys can Google us. That's what's up. That's what's up too. You can look us up on Google. That's what's up too. Okay, no space with the up and the two. No space.
And
okay. What are
you trying
to get? So they can see us. They can see us on Google. We're doing some big things.
Oh my God. Yeah. You can catch us out there on the internet now. Anyway. So, J2, I'm trying not to have a repeat of last week, the mental lapse of last week.
You were good.
I was what?
You was great. What do you mean?
Okay. All right. And on that note, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about relationship shit. When is it being too thirsty, beauty over brains, and if you hump somebody or boink somebody, does that make them yours? He mine. That's mine.
Okay,
so think about
can we get a number for the callers that have come in?
Oh, I got a call sitting on the line right now.
Who's
on line right now?
That's what's up.
This is my baby daddy.
Who that is?
Get fired, girl. I'm thinking about all
Do you need a haircut? Do you need to look fly at your next event? Or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the date you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, unit number 3, Plano, Texas, 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black. He gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon. The ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Dante the Great, one half of the legendary group Mood, one half of the legendary group Space Invaders. You tuned in to Blog Talk Radio with J2 and Big Mouth, and that's what's up.
That's what's up. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Big Mouth. J2, you there?
I'm here, baby.
You heard? Well, I have somebody special holding that I'm really excited
about. Okay, who's holding right
here
now? Let's go to the
call. Like, this person is one of my ace coon goons. She's one of those friends that you don't have to call all the time, and she is definitely
okay.
Not going to call you all the time. And don't call before 10 in the morning, because, baby, that is not what it is.
Oh, you ain't messing with her.
Yeah, this is your ace boom coon. This is my ace boom boom, for real.
Alrighty.
This is my buddy. This is, I'm just excited. So without further ado, let me bring her in.
Okay. You got the hand clap ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Miss.
Okay,
Christina.
Now let's go ahead and introduce her.
Cappuccino.
It's Cappuccino.
What's up, fellas?
What's
up? Baby? Catch up with y'all today.
What's up, man?
I'm sitting here minding and chilling. Discover Black culture. That's what I'm doing.
Thank you. So let's tell everybody again. Cappuccino not only is my ace coon, my ride or die, like for real. I can call her and say, bitch, and she's on her way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to give a whole explanation. Bitch is just enough for her.
There she is.
That's enough.
Yep.
We've been
that's
on
what's up.
Papers
Day
together
one.
Where I've stolen cream from the gas station. Remember that?
Yeah. This old person I know to go to racetrack and get something, buy something, get a bag and go clean out there. Cream is for the coffee.
Nah.
I got receipts.
Get
I
the
got
cream.
Look,
I'm at the racetrack. I got grab you by 10
the
of them.
Cream paper.
They ain't going to take out which racetrack
it paper.
Is.
Oh, wow. So welcome, babe. I'm glad you're here. Welcome aboard
you
and being on the team and all that good stuff.
Yes. New team member, Miss Cap.
Yes.
So, Cap, we're going to be talking about, first of all, let me explain to you, if I'm sounding a little bit different tonight, it's because the ghost of Blog Talk is upon us, which means there's some kind of technical difficulty somewhere.
Yes,
you sound
perfect. You know sometime it happens.
Oh, I'm
it
glad.
Happens.
So, you know, love is in the air and all that good stuff.
Right.
And
you know what time it
we're
is.
We're
going to
be talking
Valentine's.
About relations.
Yes. Yes.
Relations. Like,
yes.
If you boink somebody and after the date, does that make that person yours? Are y'all
nope.
going together? Or is it just somebody
Wait. Okay, let Miss Cap. See what you said. Nope.
Nope. Nope.
Okay, what that means?
Night.
Okay, tell me something.
It was a night.
In a woman's perspective. Yeah. Thank you for the experience, but see you later.
Yeah, I'm speaking from my own experience. If that's what it is, it's what it is. But
right,
you do have
right, that's where we're coming from.
That once they hit
right.
it, you live. That's it. I ain't that girl.
That's it. That's all. Don't call me tomorrow. Don't call me.
No, I'll call you.
Okay, do not.
Okay. Okay, and so
but
that's
like
from a woman's
another
perspective.
Another question. Does that make the person
okay,
thirsty?
Okay, because I definitely wanted to get into this one.
Does it make them
so,
thirsty?
So a woman want to boink you, and then you be like, okay, yeah, I'll boink you one time, man. That's it. Bye.
It was
well,
just a
boink.
When they don't be honest, they ain't honest with what they want. They say that's cool, but then when it's over, they expect something different. They should have, you know,
exactly.
established the right part.
You already know the rules of the game before
no,
you get
the
in.
The rules of engagement.
Well, that's true.
Okay. I'm married. I'm married. Point blank period.
We know you married. And we
yeah.
know that Mrs. Mary don't play. So,
yes, but I want to ask y'all
be...
a question. Do
okay.
women want men that are married just to boink one time, or are they looking for something serious?
They got to be
something
serious.
No.
They're
not looking
for
well, some.
Serious.
Exactly, Cap. Tell them.
You shouldn't be messing with a married man, period.
But if by chance you happen to boink a married guy, you don't let your feelings get involved in that boink because you knew when you laid down that that boink was nothing but he was married. So it's just a boink.
Say,
now, if you didn't know they were married,
I got a homeboy dealing with that right now. He boinked.
Okay, come on, Cap.
Just boinked up.
What happened? Say it again.
She, married man, boinked this chick boinked this chick. And she turned out to be nuts. Calling his wife. Calling his job. Showing up. You know, all those things.
Spent his whole life up.
Business. Not just married men, married women too.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not all the way it's about
okay.
the women. Men say they know a woman is married. They want to get in it. Then when they do, then they want something more. Same thing. It's
right.
no different.
Right, right.
It just happened
okay.
more.
Okay, what you saying, Cal? Keep it at what it is, man. Look, yeah, we
keep
did this one
it,
time,
it,
like, what they bitches want from a nigga. You know DMX
what
and
they
shit.
Want from a
exactly. Well, wait a minute. I blaze you, you blaze me. That's it. Leave
that's
it alone.
It. That's it. That's all, folks.
That's it.
That's what they say.
That's
all,
it.
Folks.
Come on, Big Mel. What
well,
you got to say about it?
What you
well,
got
you know,
Big Mel, what you got to say about that?
You know what?
Nope.
I have to say this. Oh my goodness.
That was crazy.
Oh boy. And on that note, you know what?
If they boinking a married man and then they feeling, call in. We want to hear what they got to say.
Yeah, okay, because I want to ask a question.
5-3-9-9-9-3-5-7-7. A married man.
No, no, look, you know, I know the nigga about it. Nigga told you. Nigga told you you're married, but you still going on with it. You want you
right.
like you want to get, you get your feelings involved, but that's it.
Well,
you get your feelings
you know,
involved,
hey.
And I told you, I'm married. I'm not going nowhere. Or a man that you know, anybody
you
else that's going through the same situation, and then why would you continue with that? Why would
you even start
Why would a woman continue with a married man?
The deal is,
it happens.
Ask me, answer that question.
Well, hold that note, and we'll be right back. And that's what's up.
What's up?
That's what's
up. Hey, yo, sweetie, you're looking kind of pretty. What's a girl like you doing in this rough city?
I'm just here trying to have my own
way. Yeah, I think I like how that sounds. What you say we get to know each other better? Your man's Pee Wee Herman.
I got a question to ask you, truth. Are you a chef? Cause you keep feeding me soup.
You know what they say about those who sweat themselves. You might find yourself by yourself. I'm not waiting because I'm no waiter. So when I blow up, don't try to kick it to me later.
All them girls must got you gas.
And when they see a good thing, they don't let it pass.
Well, that's okay. You see, if that's their plan. Cause for me, I already got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see? Trying to hear that. What am I? Some crabbing mate that just came home from jail sweating you for a date. I don't want no beef. I just want to get together.
Now, you talking? Shh, whatever.
We can't have nothing.
It all depends.
Well, if we can't be lovers, then we can't be friends.
Well, then I guess it's nothing.
Well, hey, I think you're bluffing.
Well, I'm gonna call my man.
Well, I can get a ragamuffin. You better catch a flashback. Remember, I'm not crabbing it. You know my style, but I'm not having it.
All
you're good.
My man treats me better.
I talk sweet on the phone.
My man writes love letters.
I'll tell you that I want you and tell you that I care.
My man says the same, except he's sincere.
Well, I'm clean cut and dapper, that's what I'm about.
My man brought me things and he takes me out.
Well, you can keep your man, cause I don't go that route.
Long, you know your Apple respects me.
There's a lot of girls out there who won't say no.
Your Apple mommy with your DJ money.
Boom, out of my pocket's getting fatter. I wanna turn you on and excite you. I kick in like a turbo booster. You won't love and you don't have to ask when. Your man's a headache, I'll be your aspirin. All confusion, you know, I'll solve them.
I got a man.
You got a what? How long you had that problem? What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
What your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I got a man.
Hey, yo, baby, put it down, no preservatives and additives.
I
told you I'd treat you right. Oh, come on,
man.
I ain't no cute shit front.
I'm not.
Oh, we back on that again. I'm not trying to hit a
Today's podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Benicia. I thought that was blue.
And big ups to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber? I see you out there.
Hageman, former Dallas Cowboy and Super Bowl champion. Just want to get all you guys to tune into That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2.
Welcome back. What's up?
What are you doing? That's what's up.
That's day two, Big Mouth and
Big Mouth, what's up, baby?
Ms. Cappuccino.
And
Ms. Cap on
here. During the commercial break, I'm over here jamming. What your man got to do with me? I was over here jamming.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, I ain't trying to hear that, see?
Okay, look. Let's go back to the question that I asked
y'all. We're talking about relationships because, wait a minute, because Valentine's Day is next week. So we're trying to get the feel of.
I wanted a response on the question I asked before the break. I wanted a response. Why do women want to fuck you? What's up, baby?
So, you know, let's get back to the question. So, another thing I have, does that make somebody thirsty? When is a man
is
or
a female
woman
thirsty?
Too thirsty. I got to call on the line. I'm about to ask them real quick. Hold on, y'all.
Okay. Let's see what we got.
Caller? How you doing? It's Big Mouth and J2.
Thank you for calling.
I'm thirsty. I've been opening a beer.
We know who that is.
Who is he?
Carlos Martinez. I'm thirsty. I've been a beer.
You thirsty,
Carlos? What's up?
Okay. Well, let me call you back.
Yep.
Okay.
No. I need you to talk to Cappuccino, Carlos. Miss Cappuccino.
So when do you think a guy or a female is too thirsty?
First thing, start with all these filled pictures on social media. Guys are always thirsty.
What?
All right. We talking about women. I told y'all the men thirsty.
She wants some milk.
Females are just as thirsty.
Yeah,
they can be.
Later
sometimes. All right.
Big Mouth, where you at?
Carlos,
Big Mouth, where you at?
I am right here. All right, Carlos.
What's up, Mama? How you doing? You doing good?
I'm good. I'm good. I just did something I shouldn't have done. Okay.
Look, I'm thirsty every fucking day. I pop a bottle of beer every day.
He don't care what size it is or nothing.
Una
skinny,
cerveza.
Yep.
Una cerveza.
And when I leave the kitty cat, I get more thirsty too. I gotta get some water. Right, mama?
All right, Carlos. Well, let me ask you this question then. Hold on, J2. Let me finish. Why do bad bitches, sorry to use that word, they don't seem to have a man?
Because you know why?
Hello?
You know why?
Why?
Because they attitude stank and they pussy stank.
Oh, my.
No, but look, let's go to the first. The attitude stank. They think that just because you're pretty, that every man's supposed to fall for you. You hear me?
That's
facts. Come on now.
That's
somebody got to agree with me. Come on, Cappuccino.
I'm
Big Mouth. Come on.
You know, I don't give a fuck.
You know that's the truth.
Tall, black, I get anything.
I don't give two fucks if you're pretty.
Carlos.
You know what? My father always said, yaks don't have no faith.
Wait a minute. Can I finish, please?
He don't give a fuck.
Can I finish, please?
All right, J2, go ahead.
Okay. And then the second point I said is they put these things. You know why? Because they fucking everybody and their mama because they pretty as hell and they can do what the fuck they want to do. And that's where you get most of the disease from them motherfuckers.
That's what's up. That's what's
Look, I'm being dead serious. Look, I'm talking from the street now. That's street talk.
Okay. Street talk.
Okay. Who agree with that?
Street talk, I done heard that from before. I sit around the barbershop with my homeboy.
Okay, come on.
And that's the very thing that they talk about.
Exactly. Come on, Cap.
My homeboy got a barbershop here in Dallas, and sometimes just sitting there listening to the fellas talk, it's just what that is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They all pretty. They putting perfume and makeup on and forgetting the lower part of their body. And
yeah,
they damn
exactly.
Doctor to get that thing kicked out because they ain't got no money.
Well, just like when you go to like a strip club, it smells like Badussi and perfume. Or what's that fake perfume they used to spray?
That's why I don't even like lap dances. Don't get your dirty booty ass on my pants.
Booty everywhere.
Hey, we feel like that when we walk in the bathroom stall after another woman. You walk out like, God, something will get
right.
Oh, shit.
Man, say, it's real out here in these streets.
Man, it's real in the place. You know, Cappuccino, you know we
I'm
in Dallas.
I'm with the fellas
it's
on
real
there because I done heard that a lot of time from just my homeboys.
Right.
Just listening to them talk.
So I'm not wrong, Cap. Because
they know everybody running up in it, and they don't care. And they just know they cute. It's it can be two or three niggas a day. Shit. Ain't thought about no bath. Ain't thought about no doctor.
What was the next question, Big Mouth? Big Mouth, let's go to the next question because you had a lot of questions.
I got a question. Okay. You talking about married men and married people. They done turned this swinger thing to this new word, polyamorous or whatever that is.
I'm not doing that shit.
Like,
they
done gave
me
a fancy
word. We done had a whole show about this.
How that work on Valentine's Day, though? How that work for Valentine's Day?
Right.
Shut up, Cap. You stupid.
I'm just saying, how that work? One motherfucker gets the first 12 hours and the other gets the other 12.
Like, I got to give
you
an apple or a piece.
Those people take, they go out, they take the women out, the side chick, the next day. Or the day before.
No, this is what I'm going to do. If I was in that, I'm going to send you like a gift card online and then you going to take that.
Oh, is that how it goes? Same thing.
14 gift cards.
Side chick or side dude shit.
Happy Valentine.
Side chick shit.
Okay.
Yeah, you second.
You know I'm being funny because look, I'm not with that. I'm old school. If you don't do what you do, do it old school way. You know, do what you do. It don't matter what you do, but that's way too much, man.
All right, let me give you something to ponder on. When you argue with your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, is it okay to use the B word? Is it fair game for you to use the B word in an argument?
If that's a part of your normal dialogue, if that's not part of your normal dialogue with
disrespectful
it may be.
Right? Right.
But how disrespectful it may be, if that's y'all's normal dialogue, you shouldn't be offended. If that's not my normal dialogue
with
anybody
that
I deal with, except my girls when we eat outside and shit.
Right.
If that's your normal dialogue with your spouse, then you shouldn't be offended. Bitch, sit down, shut up.
Look. If you're like, you know what, me and my bitch is going out, that's fine. But then if you just holler, bitch, you didn't, that's two different you know what I'm saying, circumstances.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
Like normal dialogue.
Unless I get really serious. Like, if
right.
it really means it and I need to say it, but I would not just call her a bitch out of terms. I wouldn't do that.
Well, bitch, it's time for commercial.
Yeah, bitch, you're like, what's
and
up, bitch? You that's my bitch.
You ponder on that thought, and I got some more questions
that's
for
my
you.
Bitch.
You know what? That's
bitch,
what's
that's what's up.
That's what's
see?
Up. It's up.
Yeah. Well, we're the freaks of the industry. My man Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G.
Well, they say that verse, do it, beat, do it.
Do it.
It's time to freak Money B, get to it. Not a heavyweight, but I go 12 rounds with a jab and a stick. I'm going lick for lick, so give me the helmet. I'll be the stunt man. Just relax, and I won't front like Anita. I'm giving you the best that I got, and I'll be taking it slow. Never missing a spot.
Yes.
Caressing your back with just the chest. You're kissing on my freckles. I nibble around your ears before I suck up on your neck.
Oh, Money B.
Yeah, that's what you'll be screaming and creaming. But it's not a wet dream. It's the real. The freak dog. Doc
Nasty.
Never letting the kitty cat get past me without picking it up. Petting, teasing, taking it on home and pleasing it.
Because we're the freaks of the industry. You's a freak, Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. Say you're G. Nobody else is seeing. And the freak that you're with is in front of you. Bending over naked and she's leaning on the dresser.
Ooh, yeah.
You're looking at her from the rear.
Yeah.
She looks just like Vanessa.
The right stuff.
Not Vanessa with the singing career, but the X-rated video queen. Know what I mean? Alright, here's the scene. You're lying on your back with your head on the edge of the bed. The booty's 2 feet from your head. Should you A, take the time to find a condom. B, you walk right over and you pound them. C, tell her that you want her love. Well, the answer is D. All of the above, so you're freaking. The furniture's squeaking. She's tweaking, saying that she's weak in the knees. Cheek to cheek and pound for pound. You're taxing it and waxing it and working it around. Till her booty starts making that clapping sound. Which is cool, but your friends are chilling in the other room. The clapping's getting louder, you don't want them to clown you. In this situation, what do you do?
What?
A, you plain and simply back up off her. B, you hit it just a little bit softer. C, you take it out and put it in her butt. Well, D is what I do, so you'll listen up. I put a towel on the floor by the 2-inch gap under the door. Now they can't see me anymore. Check the lock so they can't clock, but they can listen. There'll be no barging in and there'll be no dissing. Get back to my mission. Break out the whipped cream and the cherries. Then I go through all the fly positions. My head under her leg, under my arm, under her toe. She says, I like it when you scream, baby, let yourself go. I hit it and split it, lick it and quit it. After the ride, put my clothes on and walk outside. And before anybody gets a chance to speak, I say, yo, don't say nothing. I guess I'm just a freak. We're the freaks of the industry. Yo, you worse, Money B. The freaks of the industry. And when you see us backstage, be prepared to G. You know what, man? You's a freak. I seen you with that girl at the hotel after that show last week.
What about that time out there in the park?
Don't tell nobody. Now if there's a cure for this, we don't want it, we'll run from it. And if there's a remedy, we don't need it, we just eat it. To the lady.
the Lion of Judah. The Lion of Judah is a unique fashion representing your strength, your faith, your power. Through sportswear, casual wear, shorts, t-shirts, etc., etc. A black-owned business started right here in Dallas, Texas. The Lion of Judah. Available on eBay. Coming near you soon. Yeah. Lion of Judah.
Yo, 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 yo. This your boy, Jew. Sound like representative. You listen to That's What's Up, Blog Talk Radio, Big Mouth, and J2. And it's a family thing all the way from Dallas to the Bay. Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. It's your girl, Big Mouth, J2, and Ms. Cappuccino. Welcome back, y'all. So we got a finish this discussion now. We have got to finish this discussion. So, all right. What about this? No romance without finance.
No finance. No romance.
Yep. No finance.
Now, you know what? I'm just going back on this one.
You ain't getting no sleep.
Ain't nothing in life free.
Ain't nothing going on but the rent.
And ain't nothing free.
That's J-O-B. Okay.
Okay.
So,
Remember when Kanye said and Game said, would you date Free if he was riding in the Neo? Look, I'm going to tell y'all like this, okay? I'm going to say this. Is it always about the finance or a brother trying to make the finances? You see what I'm saying?
Make the finances first and then holler back at me, bro. I don't want to get in the way of I don't want to get in your way of fulfilling your dreams. So,
I will be honest.
Okay. I thought I was going back down. Yeah, I want y'all to. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The finance does play a role, but there is an exception. Because if you can sling that beat and sling it on a regular.
Oh, wait a minute. What if you got the meat, Cappuccino? Cap, what if you got the meat, you can sling the meat, but he ain't got no finances?
I wouldn't know about the meat because your finances got to intrigue me first.
Oh,
I'm not saying paying my bills.
I need them dollars first before you sling the meat.
It costs you money to romance and do all those things.
What if you were just at the bar and he, like, you know, bought you some drinks and you know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, I'm feeling this nigga. And then he slang you the meat. And it's like, oh, shit, he put the meat on.
Drink, don't appease me. Buy me a drink. What she say? Buy me a drink, don't appease me. But I'm different folks.
Okay, that's C-Pay.
Different strokes for different folks. Sending me a drink, don't appease me.
It don't.
I'm just saying. And don't see your whole paycheck in here trying to be high-fived and then tomorrow you going home to your mama and needing her to take you to work in the morning. Don't be over there.
Oh, you ain't never had no one-night stand. You ain't never had no one-night stand?
Yeah, of course. I ain't care about their finance. That was my chance, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey,
that's what I'm getting at.
It doesn't matter whether...
Okay, Big Mouth,
you got me what I was going through.
Finances
or not at that point.
Right. Yeah, so I just had one of the one-night stand. It was like, yo, I'm finna fuck this nigga. He's cool, you know, and I'm probably never going to do this again. That's it.
But then it goes back to the original conversation when you're supposed to just be doing that, and then you do that, and then you expect some shit. See, that's where you get all fucked up at.
Then you're calling your initial thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And unfortunately, when it gets blanked real good, then they get in their feelings. They go back to the original conversation.
They're going to get in their feelings and then fucking your shit up.
And men, too, because we bring the noise.
Yeah, men are messy, too. That's what I'm saying, too.
Yeah. We bring the noise around here, ain't that right, Big Mouth?
Okay.
We bring the noise.
Don't let me find out.
Okay.
We bring the noise and they get in their feelings.
Yes,
okay.
They do.
Same thing.
Some.
Okay, okay, so the niggas can get in their feelings too, not just the women. That's what I want to open up to. Niggas is just
right.
as messy and they get in their feelings too, talking
man,
about
their
heart
and stuff. Social media, they stalk people.
Yeah.
Men do different shit. Women get on there with all that blah, blah, blah shit. Men get on the phone and start calling. What's up with that? What you doing? Who was that on the picture? Where was you at?
Nah,
all that kind of
pull
shit. Why
you
didn't answer the phone last night?
Nigga,
why you didn't
pull
the phone
up on you with
morning?
A gun. Like, nigga, what you said? What you said, nigga?
Yeah, all of that. They just do it.
But
in
their feelings, though, because I thought you supposed to be hard, though, and you ain't got no feelings.
But hey, men want to play that, but let me tell you one thing. Men can't handle what they
okay.
get you out.
Big Mouth, what's the next question?
Okay, so dating multiple people. So
now that's what's up.
Yeah, men like variety. Women like variety. Is it a problem to date multiple people?
Nope, that's why you stay safe.
The only thing I say is, don't you come to my house when I call me first.
Well, don't show them your house to know where your house is to come to it. How about that?
Date multiple people. They don't know where you at.
Will they?
Well,
I was trying to
some
be
people put it out there
that
for people
funny.
To know. This social media is ruining everything, though, because people done got so used to posting, oh, I'm here, I'm there, I'm live
oh,
over here. Not. I'm the bitch that opposed
hey,
3 weeks
you that.
Ago say I'm in Chicago, and I was there 3 weeks
no.
ago. You can come look for my ass in Chicago if you want to. I'm at the crib. Why you trying to talk? Hey, the people make it easy. Social media has made
it people
easy
know I'm in Dallas, but I ain't finna post up my damn address.
Yeah, where I'm at, taking pictures all outside in your neighborhood.
I'm not finna
know,
do that.
Out here, private eye detectives. Shit.
Yeah, because people be
they,
looking.
Oh, I know that neighborhood.
People be looking deep into stuff.
So
yep.
My bad.
I can
Big
say
Mouth.
That
you
I did that
about
with Jaguar, remember? J2? I did it with Jaguar.
Yeah.
I was looking at her videos. I was like, oh,
right.
Okay, she must be in Dunk. I knew where she was in the
yeah,
area.
Yeah, you know the scenery behind the scenes.
And that's what
okay.
women do. Women look beyond the posed person in the picture. Women look at that shit
exactly.
behind you.
The background,
they look at like,
the whole
thank
nine.
You.
Yeah, they
thank
look at
you.
Left
yeah.
right like
I know
the
that background.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that's
yeah.
great.
Women look be moving their head left and right like the picture moves, like they standing there for
wait,
real.
Wait,
they moving
a 360 degree in the background. Where the fuck he at? Where
yeah,
is this
he's
nigga
making
at?
That feel so they can see the street sign is back there in the corner.
Right. Hey.
Yeah. And guys don't
yeah,
get it.
Yeah,
they
that's what I'm saying.
And don't know how
see,
women
look,
figured
look,
it out.
I'm going to say this to y'all. Cappuccino
out.
And Big Mouth.
Figure that out.
Look, Cappuccino, Big Mouth, I'm going to say this. Like, niggas think that women are stupid. Man, do y'all already be two times on it?
Man,
oh,
say.
You say it again, J2.
Women be
say
already two times
with
on
people,
it.
Look, not just the thirsty yeah. chicks they do stupid shit. They try to run the game on educated women like, look, dude, we have multiple degrees and shit.
You know,
and 3 cents. You know what I mean? So
look,
I am talking
to
stupid. Stupid
can I be truthful?
Me.
Can I be truthful? If I'm a fuck
yeah.
with a bitch and I'm married, and she better be twice as better in her looks and her education and her finances. I'm sorry.
Dad,
don't blame her.
Well,
we,
we hope.
That way. I'm just being truthful.
Okay.
Right?
So if you
talking to a dude, wait a minute. If y'all talking to a dude, you want him to look good, he got to have his finances right, and, you know, he can do the damn thing in the bed.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Wait a minute. Am I hearing crickets?
No.
You ain't got no damn
crickets. Oh, I'm having a hot flash, y'all. And so I will be.
Me too, but it's a tequila. It's a tequila for me. That's
what
I'm having.
Where y'all
no,
at? Where
no,
the drink at?
No tequila for me because last week I was a little loopy. I'm just having, what is this, pink lemonade. But I'm having a hot flash.
You have a lot more than when you get here. Oh, let me be quiet. Okay.
Oh, no, no. I will be in Dallas in 3 weeks. 3 weeks? Yeah.
That part. You hear that, Jay?
Hey. I'm going to come pick you up.
It's the birthday, girl.
Yo, Cap, Cap, where you at? Cap, where you at? We can have lunch together.
Comment me on our private line, bro. I'll tell you. Get on our private line when we get off of here. I'll tell you.
Didn't
okay.
I just talk about telling your shit on you know, platforms and stuff? Lord,
huh?
Boy. Lord.
Hey.
On that note, yes, yeah, so we'll I'll be there. On
that's
that note,
up.
You know what's up.
That's what's up. Turn up, turn up, we like the girls from the pump, turn up.
Thank you. I look fly and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
Oh yeah, this is the internationally known DJ TDK, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth.
What's up,
Ms. Cappuccino? Welcome back. Welcome back. So, all right, y'all. So I got some more questions for you.
Okay, let's finish the question then, please.
In the
please.
Air.
Ms. Cappuccino, I love your answers, and you are so crazy. I love your attitude, man. I love it. I love it.
Right on.
I love it.
We got this, bro.
We are really.
You know, we are really.
Oh,
That's crazy.
They will learn. They will learn. So, when you're dating.
Okay, let's go. Let's go with the next
question.
Let's
when you're
keep it
dating,
going.
And if you're a mother or a father, how much do you hide your children on your first date?
I don't have kids, so I can't answer that question.
Well,
I'll
would you
say
hide
mine
your children?
They ain't none of their damn business.
My it's none of your motherfucking damn business. No, okay.
So how soon would you introduce your children into friend your relationship
or whatever?
No, you
just dated. You just said dating.
Okay, so just dating.
If we just dating, you might not know me.
And your baby walks out the room talking about mama. Would you respond?
You ain't gonna know shit.
Mama. Hey,
mama.
Say, man.
Cat.
Mine is grown.
Next question.
Yeah, we can't help you with that one, dog. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
that,
I just think,
right there.
I'm gonna put it like this.
I can't answer that one.
If you're dating, I'm gonna put it like this. If you date multiple people, you should keep your kids away from any and all of that. Because that's not
exactly. That's adult.
Okay,
that's being adult right there.
You're not dating multiple
people.
If you're not dating multiple
people. That's being adult.
And
you're
seeing
kids
one, you
fucking
need to wait. You need to wait until, you know, I mean, maybe even if
you're
single.
Yeah, like, you know that nigga gonna be there or that woman
them,
gonna be there.
Yeah, when you start doing a little weekends and little excursions together, then you're giving the kids the impression that this
nigga,
man
you can't even get no weekends
sex
with no kid with kids. I can't go out to Las Vegas with
you
and not stay in Dallas.
Y'all can't do none of that until y'all shouldn't do none of that until you decide we're exclusive, and then that's when you start introducing the kids and the family. You don't want to bring them around family either.
And to those people who decide to get into those relationships with people that have children, understand it's a package deal.
What is
okay,
you
can,
the
I,
mama,
can I just interject? Can I interject
it's
a as
a
man?
Deal.
Can I interject?
You've got to be able to accept the children.
Can I interject real quick?
What?
Let me interject real quick. Okay, I'm going to just make this short and sweet. Just because I see a female and I have an outgoing mentality. So just because, you know, females is like, you know what I'm saying?
I can be a friend. That don't mean I want to fuck you all the time. You
right.
Mean?
Some do take that the wrong way.
But I still have, you know, I still have female friends that I love to talk to because you might be funny. You might be off the chain. You know, you got a business mind. That's because you my friend. Just like if I had a dude, like my best friends, you know, my homies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What is the fault with that? Like men can't have female friends. That's
right.
Because I mean,
some
that's
women don't
sexy
not accept that.
I want to fuck you.
That's called insecurity.
It's a woman's intuition that men will never understand. Even though you say it's a business relationship, and it very well could be. But women have this sixth sense when they know,
yes,
even though it's a business relationship, if the woman that's your business partner that you just blindly overlooking and ain't even tripping on her.
I'm
like
just saying
that.
I'm just talking about, I just saying no business partner. I'm saying like people like, look, women try to talk to me all the time. And I just kind of bat it down. But like you said, women have a sixth sense. I wasn't talking about business. I was talking about like just women in general.
That's what I'm talking about. Women in general. Normally, it's just like anything. Hey, when just like when you booed up and you in a relationship, motherfuckers come out the woodwork at you, right? It's
right.
They know you take them.
I'm talking about for real.
That's just what that is.
For whatever reason, that makes them more attractive.
When you get in a relationship or get married, that's when people come at you the hardest.
Yep. Yep.
Try to test your shit. Can you be truthful,
you know,
or you
might not even
told
him
fall.
You was married yet or whatever. It's just this
right. You ain't even said nothing to this motherfucker.
You ain't said nothing, but they just keep coming for you. Men and women, they just keep coming for you. You ain't even said nothing about being married.
Like why?
I have no idea. I mean, I ain't no doctor. I ain't no scientist.
Okay,
you know?
Have you been married? Call Cappuccino. Big Mouth, I'm sorry, Big Mouth, Captain. Have y'all been married, and why did y'all divorce, and why did it work out? It didn't work out. Just let me know.
I have never been married, nor have I ever had any kids.
Okay.
So I can't answer
that
question.
I have been married, and I have three children.
Okay.
The first time I got married, because I was raised in a mature way, so I was married at 21.
Okay.
With that said, I've been married to both military people. I was married to military people.
Okay.
And again, at 21, I thought mentally I was mature for that, which I was. And then when we decided that we were not going to reenlist and just got to my city, and then he got relieved from the structure of the military and the discipline. Need I say more? We were ready.
He went crazy.
Okay.
Because I'm a military man, and yes, I definitely
so
understand and understand the parameters of what you're saying.
Yeah. When you ain't worried about
Big
the
Mouth. Now, Big Mouth.
You.
Okay, let me ask Big Mouth a question. Let me have Big Mouth. Big Mouth, why did you not decide to get into a relationship?
What do you mean? You mean why didn't I get married?
Yes.
I've
why
been asked to get married before. Twice I was asked, but I didn't love that person. And I always said if I ever got married, I wanted to do it one time. One time, and that would be it. And I never loved the gentleman that asked to marry me.
She been dead serious, though. Cap, that's serious, though, Cap.
But that's what's
you
up, because
no,
people
nigga,
do get married
the ass of the marry her.
People get married for
she
the
was in love,
show.
But she wasn't in love with him, man. That's
but
that's
no,
so
you know, and that's
not
the
at all.
That he's so 100.
Yeah, that's
he's so
like,
100.
That hurtful, man. That's
hey,
like
wait
the
a minute,
dude,
y'all. Let me
over
tell y'all.
Let me tell you that quick story.
Hold on, Cap.
People get married for the wrong reason.
Okay, everybody can't talk at one time.
I know. Let me tell y'all real quick. So this gentleman, he played football for the Eagles, and we had a really good relationship and all that stuff. Well, when he went back to Philly to play for the Eagles again, I think something happened up there. I don't know. And so
his mind went crazy. He lost his mind somewhere.
Yeah,
no,
he's on that crack.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, when he was with the Eagles, he wasn't trying to have
Eagle crack
that serious of a relationship. Does that make sense? He wasn't trying to marry me. But then he got cut from the Eagles. And now he wanted to marry me.
And then he wanted to try to marry you.
His whole family knew
you know,
he wanted to marry me.
Hey, that's how we met Ben and his family.
Well, look, though. Okay, Ben Mal, he was making money
and
then.
He brought me over. Hold on. He brought me to his house, and the family was all like, all right. she's here. And then he asked me to marry him in front of his entire family. And I was like, please don't do this now.
Don't do this now.
So we went outside. And we went and talked, and I was like, nah, babe, you know, let me,
what would you think?
No.
You got like a surprise. Well, surprise, we get married. And then in the front of the whole entire family, what would you think, Cap?
I got to roll with her on that one, man, because I'm just as 100 as she is. I don't give a damn about you having no
I need to talk to your bitch ass outside.
Say,
I took him outside,
I might not
too.
Embarrass him.
Like,
I might not have embarrassed him. Hey, let's go and talk about this in the kitchen or the bath, whatever situation we had.
And that's just what we did.
I wouldn't embarrass him, but I'm not. You know, people get married for the big show, for the pretty dress and the big show. Everybody come and they wasn't happy when they planned the wedding, when they got engaged, and they ain't gonna be married 2 months later happily after that.
Cap,
so I'm with
Cap. Marry me as the justice of the peace and all that money that you with that $10,000 that you was spent on that wedding. Give it to me, man. Thank you.
That part.
Trying to get rid of me. My father was trying to get rid of me.
Right,
he was talking about putting up billboards. Come take her. Take her. Somebody.
Right now, Big Mouth. Would you get married right now?
That's a good question, Cap.
You passed the millennial age, and you damn near passed the Gen X age. So would you get married right now?
On that note, we're going to ponder that thought.
Oh, my God.
And we'll
back. Keep it continued.
That's what's up.
Little brown.
around here, it's everywhere.
New nasty twist.
I don't care. Round here, they call me Big Pun. Hit you with the big guns, big tongue. Known to make a chick hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot, love. Got the scream to punish me, but it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I even look be like, don't stop. Get in a hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot, love. Got the scream to punish me, but it don't stop. Watch the pun get wicked when I even look be like, don't stop. Get it,
I just wanna be crazy.
Your next event, or do you want to look fresh at the next interview or the day you're trying to impress? Well, come to the Crossroads Salon, 3033 West Parker Road, unit number 3, Plano, Texas 75023. Yeah, ask my boy Black, he gonna hook you up. 972-207-3447. I said call him again at 972-207-3447. Crossroads Salon, the ultimate personal experience in haircuts. The best in Texas. Yeah.
Hey, yo, check this out. This your boy Picasso Verbidelic, and you're listening to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio with Big Mouth and J2. Verbidelic!
Welcome back, y'all. Love is in the air. We're talking about relationships. It's Big Mouth, the J2, and me.
We're going to have 2 hours for this one because this is juicy. I want to hear y'all comments too, man. Y'all, okay, did y'all end up giving me what I needed at the end?
No.
What you needed? It depends on what you needed there, bro.
What were you trying to get me to say at the end? Let's not do nothing sexual on the line.
Ain't nobody. Okay. Oh, I got another question.
Come on with the question.
How does, now, and I've had this happen a couple of times. How does your ex end up with someone you know or you've been with?
Oh, shit.
Your friend ends up with your ex.
Okay, okay. Who's going to go first? Who's going first?
You go first.
Okay.
I don't want to go. I've never had nobody end up with it because it's a thorn in my side.
Wait a minute. You say y'all asked me to go first.
No. Well, I had a friend.
Well, then you go
that,
first. You go first.
I thought she was a friend. And turns out she boinked at least 2 people I was boinking or had been boinking. And then I was like, well, do you want to taste what the dizzy tastes like or something, miss? You keep boinking everybody that I've been with. And then there was a gentleman okay? Then there was a gentleman that I had dated, and he told me that she tried to hit on him, and he was so rude to her, and she couldn't understand why, but he would always tell her off in front of me about, you know, what she had tried to do, and she tried to act like she didn't know what he was talking about. So it's a very sore subject to me to discuss why people, your friends, end up with somebody.
Let's just go ahead and get it out right now. Yeah, just
go
get it out.
All these people out here in the world.
They're living vicariously through you to stop you.
Yeah. Hating on you. Want what you got because she couldn't get them because you had them. And then want what you got after the leftovers. Oh, go ahead.
They're living vicariously through you. It's happened to me, too.
Basically.
It has.
She just want to know what that but Disney tastes like, and
exactly.
Girl, it's sweet. All right. Mm-mm.
Hey.
Finger licking good.
Hey, you know I'm going to say something real crazy.
Who's going next? Let's move it on. Who's going next? You want me to go next?
J2, okay. This is my thing. Bitch, you could have just asked me.
Okay, you go next. You go next?
Yeah, let her go next.
I'll let you try personally.
Go ahead.
Somebody
yo,
say
okay,
something.
You saying,
that's what I'm saying. I
want
to let them try it personally. They didn't have to go run behind me, nigga. You could have asked me directly.
Exactly.
Right.
I could have said yay or nay, right?
I could have let you try.
But you creeping around.
I let you try it yourself.
You creeping around.
Say, but that happened
you know
to
what
me,
I'm saying?
Though. Jay, that happened to me, though, man. My chick
okay.
been in my
so,
life.
So,
ever.
Having to bump y'all. It happened to both you and Carl. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was
yeah.
a good friend.
And, like, and then,
okay, and
I mean,
then
we
were
the friend that knows
when
deal.
I say friend.
Okay, because look, y'all ain't got to let me go yet, but I'm going to listen to what you guys, y'all going to say, because I'm going to blow y'all
look,
mind up.
Real quick before
ahead,
you
go,
ahead, go on, Jay, before you go.
Okay, then.
Don't keep your business to yourself. Females.
No.
Don't go out there.
This is entertainment.
We're not talking about what's going on. No, J2, what I'm saying is don't go around your girlfriends talking about, oh, my God, his dick, his wiener is going on and all that stuff, and he does this, he does that.
Oh, fuck.
Because,
yeah, what are you talking about?
Because most people, well, because some women start
Big
thinking in their mind and start looking up the side of their eye at these. At the gentleman, well, this is what I feel.
I totally disagree. A hating-ass bitch is a hating-ass bitch. And if you can't be straight up, me and you straight up, we can tell each other about
yes,
him.
Yes,
we can tell each other about
him.
I'm not going to chase him, and you ain't going to chase him. That's just a bitch that ain't your friend. That's what that is.
Yeah.
True. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bitch that
or
ain't your friend.
Wait a minute.
Just like
or
me,
nigga.
I done had men that do that shit, you know, fellas have their own private kind of little talk, and then they boys come for it. Same thing. You know what I mean? So that's this motherfucker that ain't your friend. They gonna double back behind you whenever they can. That ain't a friend.
Because
you
right,
share
right,
shit, not
okay,
share shit.
Go.
Neither one of us
okay.
is done it to each other.
Is it my turn yet?
Yep. Your turn.
Blow
our mind.
I'm gonna blow y'all back out real quick. You know
right
what? If somebody that wants to do that's been your homie or your friend, I don't give a damn if it's a woman or a man, they've been wanting to try to fuck with that person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
They've been wanting to fuck with you. So now you out the way. Now y'all broke up. Oh, it's all game. It's
right.
all day. You're not with that person.
I got
no
that going on right now. Two brothers.
Listen to what I'm saying.
You know,
right?
they coming at me back to back right now, J2.
Facts.
I got two brothers right now coming at me back to back. They both ain't telling each other nothing. I'm just waiting so I can get them both in the same place at the same
time. Let's talk for real. That's what
let's
you said. You got two brothers. They ain't talking to each other, but you're not telling them that each one of them trying to talk to you because you don't want to start no mess.
I haven't. Not yet. But
oh,
I'm
boy. And trust.
Okay.
He will.
Okay.
I will.
Look,
he
this is confidential. This is entertainment purposes only.
Hey, entertainment purposes only. I ain't going to say y'all their names, but I'll give y'all the follow-up.
Exactly.
When that shit happens.
Exactly.
It's going to blow up.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
I will. We're going to go back to that one. I'm
so both of them at the hollering at you because, once again, like I said, that now we're adults now. It don't matter because you used to talk to that person or this person.
So, no. So, the brother used to deal with my family. Then he introduced
right.
me to his brother. Then
okay.
his brother pull up, do his thing. Then
right.
the brother that introduced us said,
right.
man, he was on that alcohol and, you know, a drunk tongue
right.
don't lie, right? So,
right.
okay.
And then he started hitting me. Why we not friends
Bang,
on social media? He started inboxing me and all this other. I said, so
right.
not only was you fooling with my folks, my cousin, now you trying to double back behind your boy, your brother? So I'm just waiting to get him in the same place.
Oh, shit.
Ooh,
that sounds like
it's
going
to be good.
We need to talk to T-Hall right now to get ready to edit the motherfucking series.
Say, man. Yeah. I wish I could tell y'all who. Hey, won't nobody know who
yeah,
they
no,
are.
No, no.
Hey.
Look. Well, look, we're going to do the R. Kelly. When
oh,
he did
Lord.
The damn drama.
In the closet.
Yeah, we're going to do the R. Kelly.
You know they dropping
I might have some later
around.
On, too. So
I heard some noise coming from upstairs. Who that is?
Yeah, well, Big Mouth. Look, Big Mouth and 2 Jeezy. Big Mouth
oh,
ain't saying nothing about Big Mouth and 2 Jeezy.
Oh, yeah,
no,
she
I'm
got
not.
Quiet on that. Kissing in at that point. What's up, Cat? What's up, Big Mouth?
Yeah, he's trying to keep it quiet and shit.
Let's get back to that conversation.
Two Jeezy, nigga. I need to talk to this
that
nigga,
man. That motherfucker went to commercial.
Look.
She went to commercial.
He's got that.
We
should really call him. We should really call him 4G because he's got
call
good.
Call him right now. Call 4G, his ass right 4G. Now.
Oh, Lord. And on that note, hey, Cappuccino, I want to thank
Yo.
You so much for coming on the show with us tonight and just
I love you
talking
guys.
Shit.
You're
That's
beautiful.
All we was doing.
That's
and
what I do, man.
All right. For the culture. Thank you, Chad.
Always.
Have a good night. Love you. So, J2, that was a good
yeah,
show.
That was a
that
great
was a
show.
Nice
I
show.
Love Cap Energy. She had a great energy. She got a great energy, man. I wish T-Hall was on the show. And I think that the website is coming. That's What's Up, too. If you can Google us right now, That's What's Up, too. No space between up and two. Yeah, That's What's Up, too. One word. Google us and see our shows and stuff. And just follow us, you know. We're trying to do it big.
Oh, you just make it seem so sentimental. Well, let's go to a break, and I'll be right back, and then you can give your affirmation.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Well, you know, we do what we do, all right?
Yeah. Well,
that's
what's up.
While I'm yelling for some felon with my gadgets and melon.
Back, y'all. It's your girl Big Mouth and J2, and we had a good night tonight. We really did. It was fun.
Great,
I had a good time chatting with Cappuccino. I'm so happy that she's a part of our team.
I like Cap.
My phone
Cap,
is ringing.
Yeah, Cap got it.
Yeah, she's, you know, very insightful on some things. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So day two.
It's going to work out well.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. So you have some affirmations for the people?
Oh, yeah, I so do.
You forgot?
I so do. When you think things look bleak, keep on going. You know, when you feel it. Okay, I just want to say this. When you feel things are going to go well and it goes well, just keep believing that. Don't doubt yourself on what's going to build into the next of the unknown, you know? Keep on going, you know, because sometimes it is scary to move into the unknown. Sometimes it is, you know, you think that some things might not work out, but you know what? At least you're trying to do something that nobody else is doing. And keep on believing in yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe in your person of who you are and the God in you. Believe in that. And that's what's going to push you forward. You're going to go through some hardships. You're going to go through some ideas that people don't want to like. But keep on going forward. You know, just keep on going, and you're going to reap the results after that, and they're going to look back on that and be like, yo, you guys did it from nothing. You did it from, you know, just from nothing. Yeah, we did that. Yeah, and keep on going, and don't let nobody else tell you different. If you got a dream, keep dreaming.
Keep on moving. Don't stop, and I cannot sing, and I won't sing no more. That's true, Day 2, what you said. And keep pushing, everybody. I want to say thank you to all listeners tonight. Love is in the air. I haven't been listening to anything on TV or reading the papers because I was getting so consumed by that information, and it was always bad information. And I'm just thinking back over like the holiday when I was just trying to be positive about things, and that's what I'm doing. So be positive. Valentine's Day is every day.
Right.
So, you know, just be happy. That's all I can say. And, you know, one other thing.
My name is Cupid Valentino, the Martin Day Cupid, and I just want to say one thing. Happy Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day to everybody. I was going to say my farmer said the potato song, but all right, I can still say it. So, like the farmer said to the potato.
We got
to
keep tradition. We got to keep tradition. So, we start with it, we got to end with it. You feel me? I'm with
well,
you with that
you know,
all the time.
Like the farmer said to the potato.
Okay. Plant it now.
Plant it now.
And dig in later.
Good
you
night, J2.
Good night,
big
man. I love this tonight. All right.
I'll
love
see you,
man.
Next in 3 weeks, okay?
All right. I'll be there to pick you up.
And that's what's up.
Good night, sweetheart. When it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. When